What the hell is making that racket? Her eyelids felt as if they weighed 100 pounds each, and when she pried them open, a bright glare immediately forced her to close them again. Harmony tried to lift her arm to cover them but couldn't. What was wrong with her? Had someone boarded Eris and tied her up? Why couldn't she remember anything? Maybe she was dead, and this was hell. At that moment, a sharp stabbing pain shot down the full length of her body. Nope, too much pain to be dead. Harmony drew in a deep breath and rolled over onto her side. This time, when she opened her eyes, the deck flooring and two metal feet were the only things in sight. "Molly, where's Boy?" she groaned. Only a series of agitated, rapid clicking noises came from the robot. That wasn't good. Those were the sounds Molly made when under duress. Damn. Molly had been built over 800 years ago, before the Great War. The little robot had not only witnessed that war, but also its aftermath. The planet's environmental destruction. Almost all the cities around the world had been leveled, along with most of the humans and their technology. So this antique robot had enough experience of real catastrophes never to let little things get her all worked up. So whatever had happened must be bad. With pain shooting through her every nerve ending, Harmony pushed herself up onto her knees and used Molly's help to get upright. One quick look around had her wishing she hadn't bothered going to so much trouble. The airship was a complete wreck. Debris was strewn from bow to stern, and the balloon was nowhere in sight. Trying not to panic and needlessly upset Molly, Harmony patted the ancient robot's head before hobbling up the slope of the deck toward the starboard side. The balloon's tethering wires were all laying in that direction, so she hoped that even though it was no longer inflated, it was still intact and not badly damaged. Dread settled in and became more pronounced with each step closer to the railing. The ship was at such an angle, Harmony had to hold onto the rail to keep from falling backward. She peered over the edge. Oh, no. What am I going to do now? The mess on the deck looked minor compared to the sight of Eris's balloon sprawled across a sandy beach. Somehow they'd come down onto the shore of what looked like a small island, but the balloon hadn't been as lucky, and half of it was still in the water. She needed to find a way to lower the ladder and pull it out before it filled with sand and became too heavy to lift. After that, she would figure out which problem to fix next. Molly made it up the slope and stood next to Harmony. She patted the top of Molly's head and asked, "I don't suppose, downloaded into that wonderful brain of yours, there's some clue as to our whereabouts?" A series of hurried, clicking sounds came from Molly. Maybe there was something wrong with her other than worrying over their current predicament. Harmony knelt down to eye level with the tiny robot. "Are you okay?" Again, there was only a series of unidentifiable sounds, but this time, Molly waved her arms around, relaying her frustration at not being able to communicate. "It's okay, don't worry, we'll fix you." Those were grand reassurances. Harmony glanced between the deflated balloon and Molly. What the hell was she going to do? She needed the information Molly had programmed into her but knew nothing about resetting her. Anyway, where was Boy? Harmony closed her eyes and tried to remember the last time she had seen him. She had sent him to the cabin to check on Molly. He must still be there. She reopened her eyes and patted the little robot on the head again. "Let's go find Boy. Maybe he'll know how to fix you." Harmony took off through the debris toward the cabin. The sounds of agitated clicking made her stop and turn to see what was wrong. Molly was entangled in the fallen balloon's glide wires, so Harmony headed back to help. Somehow, Molly had gotten several of the wires wrapped around her, but every time Harmony figured out how to untangle one, the robot would wriggle around as if trying to help and make matters worse. "Stop moving. You're not helping." Only when Molly did as she was told could Harmony slide the wires over Molly's head and pull them away from her arms and legs. When they were all finally off, Harmony picked Molly up, the tiny robot too short to step over the debris. At the cabin,